If you're listening to this podcast, it means you're ready. No, more than ready to have a major breakthrough in your restaurant. You're hungry for change and you're hungry for growth. That's why you're feeding your mind right now with all of this valuable information. But to drive those changes, you need to be really smart about what you're doing and to make the right choices before you take action. You need help from someone who's been there, someone to coach you through it, even just someone to help you look at your restaurant differently. That's what restaurant coaching is designed to do. Working with a professional coach will grow your business exponentially. Donald Burns, the restaurant coach, is offering a free one-on-one business strategy session for listeners of this podcast. That's right, a one-on-one session with the restaurant coach himself, of $500 value. It's completely free, no strings attached. Just go to therestaurantcoach.com to book your session today.
Loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
And welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. Well, here we are. It's a new year, a new you, and this is the year you make all those changes to your restaurant that you were going to do last year, right? And then January 1st came around, you were so excited to get started. You're finally going to stop playing small and conquer your market. Yeah, I know. You made those same promises at the beginning of last year too. But this year's going to be different, right? Not so fast. You know, studies have shown that by January 14th, 60% of people have already given up on their New Year's resolution. And by February, that number will rise up to 80%. And sadly, only 8% of people ever accomplish their goal for the new year. So what can you do? Well, you need a better plan if you want to make this year or any year the best year ever for your restaurant. Those big goals are not going to happen without a plan. In fact, the bigger your goals are, the bigger and more badass plan you're going to need to make sure that they happen. See, that's the thing most people fail to do. They forget to write down a plan, and then they forget to take action each day to seeing if they're moving closer to hitting those targets. Stop trying to keep all that stuff in your head and start writing down where you can. Get a journal, get a book, get a logbook, I don't care. Start getting the stuff out of your head and start writing down what you're doing, how you want to do it, when you want to get it done, and put together a damn action plan. You see, restaurant success is not rocket science, it's people science. Once you understand that, and more importantly yourself, you're going to be on your way to finally breaking free from where you are now. Now, here are 6 steps you must take to set your restaurant for massive success in any year. If you have a piece of paper and a pen, write these things down. As I always say, hashtag write this shit down, because these are going to be the gold nuggets. 6 steps to set your restaurant up for success this year, or any year for that matter. Number 1, got to drop the drama. All right, let me rephrase that. You need to drop your addiction to drama right now. You most likely have some drama going on in your restaurant that you shouldn't have. Now, if you continue to allow it to take up energy in your culture, then you are guilty of being addicted to drama. Some people just like drama because it makes our own lives seem not so bad. I swear, that's the reason, that's the only reason I can think of that these restaurant reality show and bar reality shows are so popular. No offense to John Taffer and Gordon Ramsay, but there you have it. When you allow those drama creatures in your culture, they do what they do best. They stir up drama and cause trouble. Okay? Maybe it's time to cut loose the drama monsters and those negative energy vampires. Your A players will really appreciate it. Your guests will appreciate it. Your bank account will appreciate it too. Trust me. You see, drama costs you a lot more than you realize on the surface. Now, here's some signs, or basically some warning signs of the cost of drama in your restaurant. Low productivity, increased turnover, negative online reviews, theft, waste. You see, the problem with any addiction is it costs you more than you see. So why do I say you are addicted to drama? Well, If you have drama creatures running around your restaurant right now and you've not gotten rid of them, then you must be addicted to the havoc they cause. Okay? Or you could counter and say, no, coach, I'm just trying to be a nice person and give them a chance. Come on. Get real. All right? Let's be real here. No bullshit. You like it or you wouldn't tolerate it. Remember, what you put up with, you end up with. Number two, become obsessed. Now notice I said obsessed, not possessed. Okay, what's the difference? When you're obsessed, it's an internal fire that really lives in you. When you're possessed, you're a crazy maniac that yells, screams, and blames others for everything. Which one do you think gets the restaurant they want? Yes, being possessed gets you a reality TV show. Okay, it will not build a team. It will not build your bank account. No one wants to be verbally abused and yelled at day after day. To become obsessed, you must connect with two key elements. Hashtag write this shit down. Your core values and your mission. These two, your core values and mission, they are your compass and the map to the world. Okay, without clear, concise core values and a mission statement, you're basically going to wander around lost and confused as to who you are and where you're going. I recommend that you sit down today. Actually, I really do it like now if you're not driving, and clarify. That means clarify means write that shit down as to what exactly your 3 to 5 driving core values are and what your mission is. With your mission, okay, you want to make it kind of concise, almost like a tweet or like a tagline. Because if you can't tell someone your mission with clarity, you really, really need to define it. Now, once you have that mission statement down and those core values, I want you to carry them with you every day, and I want you to preach with them. Yes, your duty as a leader in your restaurant is to preach your core values and mission to everyone. Right. Those two elements are the cultural glue, so to speak. And without them, your culture will never, ever stay together. I'm so adamant about this. I have all my members of all my coaching programs create core value cards where they have their core values and their mission written down, and they review it. They use the card as a physical tool in the restaurant to actually use it to help get the team on board and show that all behavior has to be in alignment with their core values. Like, I'm at my office right now. I'm in front of my computer. On one of the screens of my computer, I have multiple screens. One of the screens I always have. Whenever I'm on a call with someone, on a mastermind call, a restaurant accelerator call, one of my Elite Six calls, private coaching calls, doesn't really matter. I always have my core value mission card on one of the screens because I want a constant reminder of what I am and what I stand for. So like, I have 6 core values that I live and breathe by. And every time I've ever made a decision out of alignment with those core values, it's always been a bad decision. Like, my core values are discipline, respect, being relentless, resourceful, Kaizen, and impact. And my mission, and you've probably seen it on my logo, my mission is to build your brand, strengthen your team, and increase your profits. It has to be memorable, it has to be notable. But you got to write this stuff down today. Make sure you do that. All right, number 3, be the example. Your restaurant is a reflection of your habits. Now, let's be honest. You have some good habits and you have some bad habits. We all do. We're human beings. If you're running a successful restaurant, odds are you have more good habits than bad habits. Now, if your restaurant's struggling or surviving, well, I guess you know where that's heading. You have more bad habits than good habits. Here's the good news. Habits are learned behavior. So if you can learn it, you can unlearn it and install a new habit. Your habits are nothing more than your actions, basically your subconscious actions, acting out. Sure, you might say the right things, and tell the staff how to do it. You know, that's actions is your model. You know, that checklist. And I'll give you a great example one. you know, that checklist that you tell them is so important, that you tell them to go over and over, and everyone needs to use it when opening and closing. Yet when you open, you just walk around and do what you kind of do. Now, granted, you made the checklist, and you might know the checklist, but see, that's not the point. The point is your staff sees you not using the checklist, so it must not be as important as you talk about. Your bad habit of just doing it sets a bad example for the staff. You see, bad habits are blind spots. And here's the thing about blind spots. They can really, really hinder your business if you don't start to become self-aware and acknowledge you have some of these bad habits and these blind spots. To overcome this potential obstacle, you need to find a confidant that's going to call you out on these bad habits. For some people, they might find a coach. Some people get a mentor. But you need to find someone that you trust to tell you the hard truth that you need to hear. Is it easy? Hell no. No one wants to be told about their bad habits. Your subconscious works hard to keep them hidden. That's why they're called blind spots. But here's the thing. You need them to move forward. You need to know your blind spots. You need to know your bad habits. You need to break free from them and not let them control you anymore. It's the best way to set you up for long-term success. All right, number four. Know your numbers. The second biggest sin in the restaurant business is not knowing your numbers. Oh, and in case you were wondering what the number one sin is, it's mediocrity. Okay, this is straight up pure business. Hashtag write this down. Know your numbers or face the consequences. And those consequences are probably going to be going out of business. It totally shocks me. I mean, not shocks me, makes my jaw drop to the ground that only 5% of restaurants open today know the cost of everything on their menu down to the penny. You think Apple just picked out a random number out of the air when deciding on what to charge for the new iPhone? Fuck no, right? They know down to the penny what every component costs, their overhead, and what margin they want to make. That's why they are one of the most profitable brands ever. I think they're the first brand ever evaluated at $1 trillion. Okay? That's not by chance. That's by design. Right? You need to get a grip so tight on your numbers that your numbers scream for mercy. It doesn't matter how talented you are in the kitchen, how great you are with guests. I don't care how great your cocktails are, how great you are behind the bar. If you can't make money at your craft, you're nothing more than an artist. Soon to be a starving artist. Sure, there are some business people out there that will invest and care about artists and invest money in artists and hire these really super creative people to run their kitchens, run their bars, stuff like that, right? And there's some people in the industry that don't care about making money. Those establishments are about 0.0001 of the industry. The rest of us, we need to turn a profit. Most likely, you need to turn a profit or you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast. Heed these words. Know your numbers or hire someone who can. I'm not saying you have to do all the numbers. You have to know your numbers, but you don't have to do the numbers. Big, huge difference. And if you don't like doing the numbers, hire someone and hire the best person you can. One of the best advice I ever got when I opened my first restaurant was from my business coach, and he said, never go cheap on accountants and lawyers. True story. All right. And this year, I'm telling you right now, the market is going to, as markets always do this every year, there's a kind of a depression or a suppression, contraction of the market. And then all of a sudden, like, restrictions ease up, things take off, and then there's a huge burst or boom again, right? You have to understand that the market always goes up and down. It's a natural kind of flow of stuff. You want to make sure that you have your numbers in line and that you can work within budget if you want to not just survive, but you want to thrive. Failure to get a grip on your numbers now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you do not get a grip on your numbers now, you should start writing the obituary for your restaurant. Number five, market like you mean it. It's really sad. Most restaurants dabble in marketing. Sure, some post really, really cool pictures of their food and drinks. And I can usually tell if you're a chef or a mixologist by the number of food and drink pictures that you post on your social media. Here's the problem. There are a lot of other restaurants and bars in your market right now posting the same boring shit that you are. Yes, your photos are beautiful. Yes, they are creative. Yes, they are artistic. Oh my God, it's the most amazing bucatini I've ever seen in my life. It doesn't mean it makes me want to run down the street and try it. So why not start marketing like you mean it? That means focusing on three keys in your marketing. Hashtag write this shit down. Three keys you want to focus on in your marketing. Story, people, emotions. Story. You most likely have some pretty wicked stories to tell about your brand and your vision. You need to tell them on video. Did I mention that you should do that on video? Yes. Video. Remember the line from Simon Sinek? People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. That is marketing gold, baby, right there. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. That shit is gold. Story. So how about giving that pretty little food and drink picture a break with some people, maybe some photos of people enjoying the food and drink? How about some pictures of your team having a great time working in your restaurant, really showing your culture? Yeah, I know. It takes to focus off you, and for some people, that's really, really hard to do. But it's good for your brand to be a little deeper than a shallow narcissist, right? And then emotion. Hashtag, write this down. We buy for emotional reasons, not logical ones. We buy for emotional reasons, not logical ones. You know, show more than just hunger. And that's what I'm saying. When you're posting just your food and drink pictures all over your social media feed, you're just using one emotion, hunger. Pictures, and especially video, did I mention video? Can really convey deeper emotions. Really, really convey deeper emotions that people crave. Emotions like love, happiness, connection, family, compassion, faith, nostalgia, tradition, and humor. Those are the emotions you want to tap into your marketing, right? That's the stuff really great brands are made of. Watch any commercial from a major brand, and if you really look at it objectively, you're going to see they're pulling on one of those emotions. Take a lesson from the big brands, because they spend millions and millions of dollars to marketing firms to get that message out there. Take a lesson and do it as well. Pull in the emotions and market like you mean it. And then step number six, you got to take action, okay? The only thing that separates the dreamers from the doers is action. Right? I don't want to be sitting here next year at the same time having the same conversation, and I'm going to bet right now that 95% of us will probably have the same conversation, and they're going to listen to this thing, and they're not going to take action, or they're not going to take action long enough, or they're going to start a little bit of something, try to create a little bit of change, they're going to get some pushback from their team, and they're just going to give up. Only 5% of people listening to this podcast are actually going to be people who are going to get shit done and have a fantastic year. Here's the thing. You're going to meet resistance when you start making changes. It's natural. It's human beings being humans. Your team is going to rebel. Your mind will turn against you. You will have doubts. You will have second thoughts. Fuck that. When you are committed to taking action on that list of items above I talked about. You know, when I talk about all those things, when you decide and you're really, 100% committed to taking action, here's the thing, you're not going to be successful at first. When you really take action on something, most people are not successful the first time around. Most are not successful the second or third time either. However, if you keep taking action, keep making adjustments, you know, and know when you're not getting the results you want and make adjustments to start moving in the right direction, if you keep at it, you're going to see a payoff. It's kind of like deciding, and I'll use this common one for January 1st. Everyone on January 1st, this is the year I'm going to get in shape for the third year in a row. So you go to the gym on January 2nd and you work out. You come home, you look in the mirror. No change. So you go back the next day. You come home, you look in the mirror. Damn it. Man, I look the same. Now, only an idiot would say that going to the gym doesn't work and throw in the towel after 2 days of going to the gym. Yet, I'm telling you, people do it all the time with things that don't pay off as fast as they think they should. You try something new in your restaurant, and then after a few days, nothing happens, so you give in. Then you try something new, and that doesn't work, so you give in. Seriously, I'm telling you, if you would just stick to something long enough, you would see some results. Give yourself a deadline for implementing any new project, task, or breaking a bad habit. But here's the thing, make it a reasonable deadline too. 1 week is too short. 6 months might be too long. You want to push yourself without breaking yourself. 2022 is going to be a roller coaster ride for many. And like a lot of amusement park rides, I mean, some people love them, some people hate them, and some people throw up afterwards. How you prepare now for this year will determine what kind of ride you have. Now, if you've ever thought about restaurant coaching, then now is the time to jump in and finally do it. I have a coaching program and I have programs available for whatever restaurant size and budget you have. Seriously, stop saying you don't need a coach, because I'll tell you right now that if you want a better business, if you want to make more, if you want a better life, then you want a coach. The reason I coach restaurants is because I hired a business coach when I had my first restaurant and it literally changed my life. Okay. I still have a business coach and I still belong to two high-level mastermind groups that allow me to grow and become better. I find that the more I invest into my growth and my personal development, the faster my brand grows. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited you're here, and I'm so excited to see what 2022 has to bring. But I'll tell you right now, I've made a plan to make a lot of shit happen in 2022. And I'm going to say, I know I'm going to make it happen, because I'm going to have that plan on my wall and I'm going to work at it every day to make it happen. Now, I would be honored to coach you and help you make more, have better profits, get your time back, and stop sacrificing your family life to your restaurant. You really can have it all if you're willing to try coaching out. For the last 13 years, I've seen thousands of independent restaurant owners break free from their restaurant running their lives and finally get the life they want. What would 15, 18, or 22% profit line do for your life? How about just working 20 to 30 hours a week when you wanted to? How would it feel to take a vacation and not have to worry about your restaurant? You see, these are the results that many of my coaching clients see within months of starting the journey with me as their coach. I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. I have a 24/7 online learning platform. I have multiple weekly group sessions, and I do private one-on-one calls to really accelerate your results. Remember, all business problems are people problems in disguise. What are you doing to fix the people problems in your restaurant? To take no action is an action. It's just really stupid action. Be smart. Get a mentor. Join a mastermind group. Get a coach. Just do something new that will challenge you to become better this year. It all starts off when you can just book a complimentary strategy session with me personally, and we can start getting a plan to help you crush it. Remember, You have nothing to lose and everything to gain if you take action today.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.therestaurantcoach.com or download episodes at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify.